The humanitarian situation around Lake Chad is bad, and it is getting worse. We are talking about what we consider the fastest growing displacement crisis in Africa. It's triggered by the violence and the disturbances created by the Boko Haram movement. What we have done now is that we have released $31 million US dollars to the four countries in the region, so that is Nigeria, it's Cameroon, Chad, and Niger, so that they can beef up their programs in support of the thousands of people who are affected by this violence, who are displaced, and who are in urgent need of assistance.
Now, given such situation, how does this latest financial support expected to alleviate the situation?
What we know is that people are in urgent need of food, drinking water, shelter, health care, education. But first and foremost, they need protection from what is going on. We also know that more than half of those who are affected, and that's an estimated 2.7 million people, more than half of them are children. So there are basic needs, but I would say a lot of it is focused on needs for children. We know that Boko Haram has adopted children. They have forced them into labor, sexual slavery, and other horrific things being done to children. So those children, they need all the protection that they can get. If they are displaced, for example, they also need to get the education that they're entitled to in the area of their displacement.
And maybe looking ahead, what do you think the international community should do to support the region? Because now, days in, days out, things are getting worse and worse.
That is true. I think there are several initiatives on the political front to work with the Nigerian government and with other governments in the region. That is one track of an international response. The track that we are focusing on is, of course, to help the people who are in need right now. They need the help now. They cannot wait until there is a political or negotiated solution to the crisis. Obviously, they need the help today. It's their lives and their welfare, which is at stake.